Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. And in the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each episode, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that knowing the cost, it'd be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Previously, we had women get equal representation, but women get increased cultural vitriol. This poll didn't get a lot of votes. I think people were nervous to take this wish on behalf of all women, but those who did vote thought it was worth it. Final results, 100% accept on Twitter, 100% accept on Facebook. This week, we're all friends here. I wish everyone was friends. I'm joined by Janelle McGinnis and Corey Birch to this discussion with an open invitation. If you got some friends, go ahead, bring them. They're my friends too. Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me this time, we have Corey Birch.
Hello.
Say hello.
Me. Yeah, thank you.
And Janelle McGinnis.
Hello.
And the wish we're going to be breaking down this time is I wish everyone was friends. It's such a wholesome, kind wish. I can't wait to make it horrible. What do you, okay, here's, let's start with this. How do you guys define a friend? What would you say makes someone a friend as opposed to like an acquaintance?
A divine friend is, I believe, God, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Divine.
Okay. So let's try just defining a friend then. Maybe that's a simpler question.
I would say it's someone that you enjoy spending time with. They you trust them to some extent with like surface level life things. You want to spend time with them. I might have already said that one's important.
All right, but how much trust does it require for a friend? Like, would you leave a bag with someone and say that's not a friend, that's just an acquaintance? Or What? Or is it like trust with your life?
Maddox, to be fair, I think I've left my bags with complete strangers at coffee shops. I'm just like, hey, I'm going to the washroom. I just made eye contact with you for the first time. You going to watch this? Great. So,
yeah. Victoria has so many friends.
Yeah. You've put trust in strangers. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, how much trust requires friend level trust, I guess?
Maybe like when you're willing to open up and be a little bit vulnerable and like divulge personal information.
Mm. Yeah, like I have Janelle's credit card information.
Oh, and my SIN number. Yeah,
SIN number. Yeah, a list of her fears. It's we're friends.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. I get
also
it.
Also, collateral.
Yeah. Exactly.
Things that can be used to destroy you. So I have no friends. That's good to know. Okay, so
I think I may have revealed too much. After that.
He's just having an introspective moment.
I feel like for me, friends, that's like, okay, I've had a positive conversation with them, and I don't want to not be near them. Like, I have no aversion to them.
What?
Yeah.
You know, there's some people you're like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Especially in the Toronto comedy community. Yeah. A lot of people you don't want to be around.
Yeah. And it's not even stuff that, like, I hate this person. It's just like, I'd rather not talk to them. Like, they just grind something in you a little. So you're like,
I get that a lot about me.
Are you saying that your version of a friend is not having an aversion to them? Because that's hilarious.
Yeah. I don't actively hate this person. Yeah.
If I know you well enough to remember your name and face, and I don't actively have aversion to you, that's probably enough to call a friend, I think.
Yeah, totally. Like somebody that you like and we'll hang out with.
Sounds like
that may seem like I'm too open to friends, but you got to realize I have a lot of aversions to a lot of people.
Yeah, he told me he has a strong aversion to me several times before we started recording.
I'll say we're friends, Corey. I think we're friends.
I think we are too.
Yeah.
Janelle,
we'll see.
I'm no friend here. I don't trust either of you. I'm divulging no information.
Besides your credit card information, your
I will give you collateral, though. Just ask.
Do you have it on DVD or Blu-ray?
VHS, actually.
Oh,
the Tom. And I guess Janelle, if I get you to open up on this podcast, do you become friends with all of our listeners?
Oh shit, I think so.
Like that's a one-way friendship. It's about giving up compromising information out, not so much that you received compromising information.
So are they all my friends, but I'm not their friends? Because sometimes friendship can be as complicated as that. Like someone is much closer to you than you are to them, or the other way around.
One-way friendships are awkward when, like someone said, calls you a friend.
Yeah, you think you're like acquaintances, and then they get you to be like your maid of honor or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had something that much.
A random story. When I was serving a table once, I referred to the group of people. I'm like, hey, friends, can I get you anything? And they didn't respond. I'm like, can I get you anything? And they're like, oh, yeah, but we're not friends.
And they want to make that clear.
Yeah. So that's not a friend. That's how we define not friends. Somebody who actively says, we are not friends.
We are not friends. Then. I feel like that's like you could have been like, oh, I wanted to call you comrades, but I was worried about McCarthyism. Like,
they would have gotten up and left.
That definitely is the comeback, I think. Yeah. Isn't that also a movie, The Comeback? Yeah. I think that's what that movie was about.
Yeah. Just people giving good quips when insulted by their customers as servers?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got a whole 90 minutes out of that. But okay.
I believe that was the movie Waiting, technically.
Remember that movie? Actually, that might be the case.
Oh, man. So what is this? What is the wish?
So the wish would be that everyone was friends. So I guess that means that you would feel as friendly as you do with a friend with everyone in the world.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't feel any aversion to anyone.
I know it. It would be a real change for me.
Oh, wait a minute, Maddox. That means you'd be friends with Hitler? Oh, no. Maddox Campbell.
Hitler's already dead, but I would be friends with everyone alive that's Hitler-esque.
Yeah. Or better put, you wouldn't have any aversion to them.
Yeah.
I'm seeing how this ironic twist could happen.
But okay, but I guess no one could call you out on that, because like no one could be like, hey, wait, you're friends with this terrible person. Yeah, so are you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think you'd be aware of their terrible actions being terrible? Like, do you think it would be like, you know, let's say you're dating someone and they have like big red flags and you're like, I'm just gonna ignore them. Would it be like that? Like, yeah, but they're still cool, even though they punch cats.
Wait, Janelle, have you dated somebody who's punched cats?
And wait, is punching cats really the worst thing? I mean, cats are so evil.
Okay, says the man who bases friendship off of being like a cat, having aversion to someone.
They might be a mirror. That might be my problem. I see too much of myself in them.
aversion to people and sweet tiny feet.
Yes, I do have tiny feet. I think you make a good point, Janelle. Yeah, like it. I don't think it would be like you cannot see it, because I definitely have friends that like I'm aware that they are shitty about certain things. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like I also give them more of a pass than I should. Mm-hmm. And that's because they're my friend. And if the whole world is like that, we'd probably let more shitty people get away with more stuff, right? Like,
I also feel that like half the time when you're ignoring something, it's a shitty thing that doesn't directly affect you. But how would that make you feel then in this situation if the thing does directly affect you? Like if their shitty thing is that instead of like sometimes they're rude to other people, like they're mean to you. Are you just like, oh, I guess people do live that way where they have mean friends that they just let be mean to them?
Well, I think you made a point here, though, that if everyone is friends, then no one being like, it wouldn't be someone who's just mean to other people. It's someone who's mean to your friends. And those are different scales, right?
Like, and that's a big thing. Like, people get really territorial and protective of their friends.
Yeah. So there would never be an action that's like, yeah, but they're doing against people I don't even know who are far away in a distant land. Like, I don't have to worry about it. No. Everyone who does anything mean to someone else is attacking one of your friends.
But they wouldn't do anything mean to anybody because everybody's friends.
Friends still do mean stuff to each other.
We just have
world peace.
Are you familiar with hazing? Like,
yeah.
Are you familiar with like 50% of male friendships?
What did you say? No?
Oh, I said, yeah, he is because he hazes me.
Wow. Well, it's only because Maddox hazed me first. So
that's how you get on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't remember doing that, but
yeah, maybe. Exactly. You wouldn't.
Friends.
So, okay, we think it would probably make things more peaceful, but I don't think it would be like immediate world peace. Wouldn't solve all our problems, but it would probably like smooth them out a little.
Yeah, because like I feel like any like country wouldn't declare war on another country because they're just inherently friends with each other, right? World peace.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but I almost feel sometimes I can feel more hurt by my friends if they do something against me, because I'm like, you're supposed to be on my side. Like, what the fuck was that?
But maybe those aren't friends, you know.
Well, and my counterpoint to your assertion there that like no country would ever attack another country that its friends wish with is the existence of civil wars.
I don't think,
because isn't a civil war just a country attacking the friends within itself?
I don't think the North and the South were friends necessarily. Although if you bring in the MCU, Iron Man and Tony Stark were friends.
They were friends. Of.
Okay.
But then Bucky was also Captain America's friend.
Wow.
So he had to decide between friends. Thus a civil war occurred.
This is true. So that's the ultimate metaphor for friendship.
Yep. Thank you, Marvel, again, for giving us the metaphors we needed.
Yeah, forget actual history and real life examples.
All right. So what would be the advantage to having everyone as your friend, though, like on a personal level, day to day? How do you feel you'd get through your life that way?
I feel like I'd be so much more comfortable just moving about the world. Cause I'd be like, oh yeah, I know you. We're cool. Like I know how to interact with you in advance because we're cool. We're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you'd know everyone's vibe immediately, sort of through magic, I guess, of the magic of being friends, even if you've never technically met them since you're friends.
Yeah,
you got to like know something about them.
Like you get a vibe off them really quick, like remembering a long lost memory or something. I don't know.
So that'd be pretty nice. It's a very pleasant feeling for sure. What about you, Corey? Every day?
Yeah, that would be, it'd be incredible. Like, that's why I was leaning towards this wish, because yeah, just, I love having friends. Friends are cool, man. I don't know if you've, I mean, you don't have aversions to some people, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I also am a person who likes to, you know, have friends in a lot of different areas of my life. So it's it'd be nice to have them in every area ever.
Right. Yeah, you never have to worry about, like, I hope when I take this job, like, I find some of my coworkers that I want to be friends with. Like, no, of course you will. Yeah, you're already working with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It makes, like, everywhere you go more bearable, because I feel like that's one of the things that makes, like, for example, like you said, going to work better and easier is when you have friends there that you enjoy being around.
I also like sometimes, so a couple of the places in the city that I would go recreationally, I like to go there without a plan because I know I will run into friends. I don't have to feel like I had to, like, you know, do all that scheduling organization of like, who's free this tonight, who wants to go here. I'll be like, hey, if I go to this place, I'll see some friends.
Yeah, so that'd be that's all just the where time. They hang out.
Hmm?
That'd be all the time. That'd be so.
Yeah, that'd be everywhere I go. Yeah,
yeah, which is maybe an ironic cost.
Ooh, well, that's a good transition as I could possibly have asked for. Thank you, Corey. Let's see. Does anyone have off the top of their dome an idea for an ironic cost to turn everyone being friends a little dark?
I mean, kind of just going off your last comment there, I don't know if this is the worst, because like we already talked about like war and stuff like that, but scaling it back a tad bit, the ironic cost could be like anytime a friend asks you to hang out, you have to hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I mean, and then to that end as well, like what you had said of like whenever you go out somewhere, you'll inevitably run into a friend because everybody's that's a mind fuck.
I mean, so yeah, sometimes people want to be alone. I've got an introvert streak in me. You can probably guess from the whole aversion to humans thing.
It's a cat quality.
It's a cat-like quality. Yeah. So I would say like sometimes I do just want to be alone. If someone says like, hey, do you want to hang out? And I don't want to, that would suck. Like,
but it hurts a friend's feelings when you like try to get your friend to hang out with you, but then they don't want to hang out with you often enough. But if there are so many people trying to hang out with you all the time, you couldn't possibly be able to keep up with all the requests, and then you'd be hurting your friend's feelings all the time.
Yeah. And sometimes you're just in the like really in the mood for something very solitary, right? Like you're halfway through a book that you need to read the end of or something like that. And you're like, not now, I need it.
I don't think I've ever been that passionate about reading.
Imagine well,
Corey,
it's a movie.
One thing
then.
You'll learn how.
I know.
There's a new Shrek, Corey. Something.
Yeah, Shrek the Halls, baby.
There you go.
But yeah, that's a that'd be real shit. You couldn't say no.
I
don't know if that's the worst possible scenario.
Okay, I have an idea in that vein. So I'm going to pitch it because maybe you'll want to just tweak it my way, or maybe we'll keep it as a separate one. But how about everyone in the world is friends, but there's always a friend crashing at your place?
No.
Janelle hates this one.
I hate that.
Like it's not necessarily the same friend or something, but just like every night some friend asks like, hey, can I crash? And you have to say yes.
Oh God, that's my nightmare.
Yeah. I thought you loved friends so much, Janelle.
Yeah, Janelle. Sounds like somebody else has an aversion to people.
Get out of my house.
No, I see what you're saying though, because like, I don't know, I love the idea of being like, hey, yeah, no problem, stay over. But then the morning after you're like, I have to stay in my bedroom. I don't know what they're doing out there.
It's like always having to be at least a little bit of host. Otherwise, you feel like you're the jerk, right?
Yeah, totally. You're like, I guess I'll make you deviled eggs. I don't know how, but I'm the host, so I legally have to.
Probably just scramble them, Corey.
No, that'd be a shitty host, Maddox.
Oh, geez, I've been a terrible host all my life.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, when someone's staying at your house, you're in charge of making sure they feel comfortable. That, like, if they're fed, if they have, like, blankets and pillows, like, if they need anything, you have to be there ready to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds real bad.
I know, I said it, and I was like,
ready to give it to them.
And this is why I don't want people in my house.
Janelle, those aren't friends. You're ready to give it to them. That's more than friends.
But yeah, that'd be terrible. Yeah. I hate
yeah.
this.
Oh, yeah,
I hate it so much. Okay. So I may have gone too far.
No. No, that's. I think it's like, okay. I think there's like some positives to it, but yeah, it does sound pretty bad.
What would the positive to that one be? That you'd always have like a helping hand to help you like move furniture and stuff?
If you live alone, it'd be nice to always have someone around case you need a second set of hands. Yeah. There's just some things you need two people for.
Exactly. And if you ever want to give it to them, as Janelle said.
I mean, friends are also friends with benefits. Like, it's possible.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
come with many benefits, let me tell you.
Like moving furniture, she says.
Hanging shelves. Do you hang shelves?
I don't know that sex move. Hanging shelves? Sounds fun.
I mean, it's a good one. I'll send you a YouTube tutorial later.
YouTube?
If it's available on YouTube, I don't think I want it. Yeah. I don't think that's quite enough for me then.
All of my best moves are PG, baby. But for adults.
What? Like, it's not YouTube kids. It's on the real YouTube, but...
PG for adults.
It's a lot of hugging.
All right. I can't wait to go to the movie theater. Sorry, this movie's rated PG for adults. What does that mean? So can I bring my kids or not?
I mean, it's parental guidance. They can't let you in unless there's at least one adult present.
Yeah.
Those are the type of movies you go to see with your grandma.
Yes.
I don't think if like a 6-year-old came to buy a ticket to a movie all on their own, my issue would be like, hey, no, you can't go to this. It's PG. You need a parent to get in here. And then just let an unaccompanied minor walk away.
Yeah.
Like that was the problem.
Get out of here, Timmy. Go back out the street. There and walk yourself home. 6 miles.
Yeah.
6 Miles is my favorite Eminem movie.
It's all about Timmy getting home.
Hey, you dropped your milk bottle.
It was weird that Eminem played Timmy. It didn't seem like age-appropriate casting.
Oh, it's kind of like the new Dear Evan Hansen movie. They just CGI'd his face small.
Yeah.
Did they CGI it? Is that
real?
That actually happened?
I don't think it was real.
Oh, that might have just been a thing I saw on the internet, and I hope okay. it was real.
Like, I think he was deeply age inappropriate for the role, but I don't think they tried to undo it with
they didn't put deep fake magic. Maddox, computers aren't magic. I don't know if anybody told you.
Depends where you buy them, Corey.
That's true.
I go to a computer wizard.
I prefer a pinball wizard.
Oh, okay.
You know that song.
Topical references, baby. Pinball wizard. When's the last time you guys saw a pinball machine?
Last night, or no, the night before. Night before.
What?
What a hot brag.
Yeah, they had pinball machines at like a bar I went to. They were like in the basement, unused, near the bathrooms, but they were there.
That sounds like how they lure you away from all your friends, and then they friend you. In this scenario, this where again, everyone's your friend.
Yeah.
Who's luring who for what purpose?
The pinball machines. They're sentient.
Oh, okay. That's the part I was missing.
Have you ever seen Auntie Donna's House of Fun or whatever that's called?
I've seen a couple episodes.
Like the dishwasher, but a pinball machine.
I don't think I saw that one. So I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just a talking dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
So that, but
attitude.
Yeah.
So is her only reference for a talking inanimate object was... A fairly recent sketch show. All our kids had talking
topical.
Inanimate things. Yeah. You went from least topical to most topical.
Yeah.
I guess relevant. Isn't this in the zeitgeist right now? Sketch shows.
Yeah. So how about you, Janelle? Do you have an idea for an ironic cost to this one?
Yes, I think the ironic cost would be to me, a friend, like I said, is someone that you can open up, be vulnerable with, essentially like help get them through hard things. So there would be people like unloading emotional baggage on you just all the time because everyone's your friend. So as like you could be near tons of people going through terrible things all the time. And then they're like, oh, Janelle, let me tell you, my boyfriend just left. My cat just died. Like everywhere you go, someone's like, I need to talk to you about this. I need to give you a life update. But everyone has a life update always.
So everyone's unloading their personal problems on you because they think you're a good listener, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're friends.
Because you're all friends.
And that's what friends do. And I think that would be exhausting.
I agree. Especially the people who have the most to open up about are probably the people we just keep walking by, right? Like,
yeah.
Which is bad on us, for sure, as a society that we do that.
But we're huge assholes.
Yeah. But at the same time, like you can't get through life if everyone's problems become your problems, right? That's why we tend to have sort of close-knit groups of friends so that
and,
we can
and why we have billionaires. Because our problems aren't their problems. That's why Jeff Bezos has no friends.
It would be real nice if they just tried a little bit to make our problems their problems, because they could fix them so easy.
Yeah, but apparently they have an aversion to people. So. Yeah,
they're right. Like cats. Billionaires are like cats, just like Maddox.
Wait a minute. Maddox, are you a billionaire?
Maddox, no, have you been rich this whole time?
Yeah, he has.
I mean, you do the podcast.
Yeah. They don't just give those away.
They kind of do, guys.
You got to buy them.
The entry cost is surprisingly low. You're in. Okay, so yeah, I think we got our three then. So let's refresh our memories. Corey had everyone's your friend, but if someone asks you to hang out, you have to say yes.
Yeah.
I had everyone's your friend, but there's always someone crashing at your place every night.
Terrible.
And Janelle had everyone's your friend, but everyone also feels like they can open up to you about all their hardships and does. Which of these do we think is closest to balanced? Or are there any that are just so terrible you're like, no, that one's out?
Oof. I think Janelle has a strong aversion to yours, Maddox. And upon closer retrospect, I think also it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, so I agree. I would never take mine either. It sounds horrible. Just before we cut it out entirely, maybe if I brought it down to the intensity of Corey's, because we are it's a big wish. We should still have big cause to it, right? Like we're making everyone friends.
Yeah.
This is a world reshaping magic wish.
That's why it's wild.
What if it was just if someone asks to crash at your place, you have to say yes. So it's not that there always will be someone, but if someone asks, you do have to say yes because they are a friend.
That's not that terrible.
Bad. Yeah.
You don't get asked very often.
Yeah.
I mean, if everyone you ran into was friends, you might get asked a bit more.
That's true.
Oh, true. Actually, that could still be terrible.
Because everyone who doesn't have a place would feel as though it would be a reasonable request to ask to stay at your place.
Yeah. And there are lots of people out there who couch surf all the time.
I was going to say, though, too, this, I don't know if you intended this, but this could solve the homeless crisis.
Oh, that would be nice.
See, we'd hope it would.
Yeah.
I'm saying this cost only necessarily applies to you, the wish asker. Everyone would still be friends. So maybe if people are good in their hearts, everyone will let the friends of all the homeless people in the world into their homes.
Oh, okay. But not everybody has to do it. Only you.
But you're the only one who has to say yes if someone asks. Everyone else could try to make up an excuse if they're not truly good in their heart. I mean, they'll be saying it to a friend, so it'll be harder to say it than it is now. But you have to say yes.
The only reason not to say yes to this is because you're not pure of heart. I got an appointment in the morning. You're not pure of heart. You piece of shit. You're going to die in a fire.
This one's still really hard. Like, I think it would make me just not want to leave my house. Not because I'd be worried about who would be staying in my house, but it could literally be anyone, and I would just be like, oh, I don't want someone to ask today. And then I just would leave the house.
Yeah.
And it could still be Neo-Hitler. Like, not the first Hitler, because he's already dead, but like a new one.
Yeah, what if a new one that wants to like cuddle on the couch and watch movies?
You don't have to cuddle. No. The cuddling is not necessary.
You already need a good host. And then you get it to them.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Are you going to hang a shelf with Neo Hitler?
It's just a prolonged hug. Don't worry, very PG. You can bring your grandma.
I feel like if it's with a Neo Hitler, it's still not PG anymore.
No. That's PG adult only.
Okay. I think mine might still be a little harsh, at least for now. Let's try the other ones. Let's see how we can do. So everyone in the world is friends, but you just have to hang out if they ask. How do we feel about that?
I feel like that's the one that I could handle the most. Like, as opposed to mine, like, I think I said it because it would just be so much. But I'm like, yes, I would be annoyed if I always had to hang out with people. But at the end of the day, when I...
You're friends with them.
I'm friends with them, and I do like spending time with them, and I probably do get some energy from being around them, even if I don't think that I will before we hang out.
But then nothing ever gets done.
Yeah.
Also, do you know any party people who would want to hang out at all hours?
Party people.
Oh no, you wouldn't get any sleep.
Yeah, that could happen. I mean, maybe they don't ask, but those are the type of people who do always ask.
Well,
your friends.
You just have to make sure, like, you're careful about where you go. Like, maybe if your party friends hang out at like certain bars, certain days, you just do not go to those bars.
Right. Okay, well, Corey, what about them. How does this apply to open invites?
What do you mean?
So if someone like posts like, hey, everybody, party at my place, everyone's invited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you've been at a lot of high school parties.
I think you'd have to.
Or I'm personally, if they say the word invited, like, I'm personally inviting everyone to come see my show tonight.
Yeah. Oh, that's odd. I think we just also solved the improv crisis.
We had a new improv crisis, I think.
No, not enough audience members. Just invite people and they have to come.
A global issue solved. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
We didn't even need any billionaires.
Or how do we solve two people inviting you somewhere at the same time?
Ooh.
Is it the most recent invite applies and you have to like bail on a friend because someone else invited you somewhere else?
Yeah, probably.
I think it would be like the first invite, right? You have to honor.
So you always have to stay until the event ends then.
Yeah, exactly. And if there's time left after it ends to go to the other thing, you must.
Oh no.
Now I bet Janelle's wondering, like, where will I get more sleep? With someone in my home or with never being home?
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, I'd probably just start sleeping at other people's houses.
I guess, yeah, they invited you over. You might as well.
That's actually why this secondary wish came to be. It's because you could never sleep in your own home. So you have to stay at other people's homes.
Yeah.
And then they all just start opening up to you.
Yeah, and then you hug for hours. All night long, baby.
Easy hugs.
Yeah, that's tough. That's
I feel like if I would take Corey's if it was like it had to be a personal invite, but if it's open invites, that's pandemonium, and I don't think I could ever deal with that.
Yeah. Also, like, what about business invites? Because business owners, like, you know how on Instagram they're like, come to our event for our launch. Would you have to go to every like advertisement invite?
Yeah, because that's your friend.
That's your friend's business.
Our business is your friends, yeah, or just the people who run the business. The social media manager is your personal friend. You know they run that account.
Also, children have no boundaries when it comes to inviting you to things. So you'll be going to all these like 3-year-olds' birthday parties and like dance recitals.
But it's not weird because you're their friend.
You're their friend, so it's fine. But still a lot.
On the other hand, when you go to that like 8-year-old's birthday party, there might be a bunch of cool celebrities there because they invited them too.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no. So the have to going to something you're invited to only applies to the wish asker. So that's only us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not everyone. Not everyone is following the same rule of having to go everywhere.
That being said, I heard Tom Hanks is a lovely man, so he might still come.
He might still come.
Yeah.
There was a really great interview where like it was like someone doing their first time being the interviewer for like a press junket. So they were like super nervous. They had like an intern who had just gotten this job, and they were sitting across from Mila Kunis and acting so nervous that like she basically just got all of her buzz lines out of the way first. And then he's like, "Hey, do you want to like hang out with me and the boys later?" She's like, "Yes, this is the best interview ever. Yes, let's go hang out." She's just happy because like the interview had gone different than like all the 100 other ones that went exactly the same.
Yeah.
That could feasibly happen every time you go to like the grocery store and you're checking out your food and you're having a laugh with the cashier, and then they're like, "Hey, like, should we go do this?" And you're like, "Yeah, I have all this frozen meat that's about to unfreeze, but
you got to go with them right away."
Yeah. How much frozen meat are you buying, Jeanette?
I buy only frozen chicken breasts.
Wow.
And I eat it with a side of potato.
I hope they're inviting you to like a barbecue where there'll be some way to prepare the meat.
Well, everyone knows cashiers only invite you to barbecues.
Okay. Good.
Oh yeah, that does pose another question. If you have to say yes every time and it's like three meals in a row, you're like, "I can't."
Then you got to be rude, I guess, or vomit up the past meals.
Well, you can still go and just be like, "Oh, like I ate, but I'll have a drink."
Oh, okay.
Just be drunk all the time.
Much more healthy. There we go.
Not all drinks are alcoholic, you fool.
Not in this household.
You're like, "I'm sorry, I have to drink." No, it's 7 a.m.
I'm so thirsty, but the thirst never goes away.
Oh, no.
It's all coffee and tequila over here.
This is a cry for help. She's unloading her personal issues on us now, guys.
And then that transitions into my wish.
Yeah.
I do have an idea of a tweak of yours, and I just want you to react to it. So you were saying basically everyone would open up to you.
Mm-hmm.
What if instead... like the type of stuff that you open up about with only your closest friends.
Yeah.
Everyone just knows that because you've already opened up to everyone in the world.
Oh.
How would you feel about that?
So everyone just knows my baggage?
Yeah. Like anything you've ever said to your like best friend, being like, "I need to tell someone, I say this." Feel free to give an example now and become friends with all of our listeners. Yeah. suddenly everyone knows.
I mean, part of me loves that because I love some good empathy and some good sympathy. I love it. But also, like, yeah, there's some things that I'm just like, which I will state right now for the record, which I'm like, "Ooh, I don't want like your weird friend, like Roger, just knowing about me." Just walking around the world.
He's not my weird friend. He's our weird friend.
Exactly. He's everybody's weird friend.
Yeah, I guess he would be my weird friend too.
But he is still weird. I'm not saying Roger isn't weird.
You can still be friends with weird people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think, see, this feels very balanced to me where like I love it and don't love it at the same time. Like I'm kind of like good and bad, but I'm not like vehemently opposed.
That's kind of how I still feel about the whole thing. Because even just the friends thing, again, I like my personal time. I got that introvert streak. So even the idea of just being friends with everyone and like having to wave and smile at everyone I pass on the street feels like a burden to me. But
smiling is a burden.
Sometimes
to everyone directly. I'm in my podcast.
That's the name of your autobiography. Smiling is a burden.
There's a reason that this podcast is audio only.
Yeah.
The whole time
he is grimacing this whole time. By which I mean he's wearing a big purple suit.
Yes, of course, the classic grimacing. All right, I think we've just like we've ended up coming up with more versions of each of our cause.
Yeah.
We haven't really narrowed it down much, so who wants to pitch one that they think is closest to balance, and we'll do the vote and see how close we are.
I don't know. I don't want to say that mine is the most balanced, but I feel like it might be.
Okay. And are we saying that with it has to be personal invites or with open invites too? Because I'll say open invite, I'm definitely a hard no on that right away.
I think it would have to be just personal.
Okay.
Yeah, just personal. Sure.
So Corey's is, everyone in the world is friends, but if anyone sends you a personal invite, you have to accept. Corey,
yeah,
would you take your own wish if that's the trade-off?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. It seems like a pretty nice thing. Although, like, there would be some chaos involved for sure. Like you said, if somebody messaged you at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know, are we saying that if you're awake and receive it, you have to? Or like, because how can you?
I guess, yeah, you wouldn't like suddenly know about things, but you'd have to read it. But if you read it, you got to do it. If they send you, if you call, if you hear. If you're aware of it, you got to answer it.
I would also say, too, that if we're talking about the whole world as your friends, you're not going to have the contact information of every single person in the world. Because I don't have the phone number of people that I like necessarily. Mm-hmm. But I might consider them a friend. So, like, not everyone can contact you.
Although, if you're friends with everybody, they might have your information.
Like, they might, but I think, like, there's lots of people that I would hang out with that I'm like, I don't necessarily know how to reach you.
Yeah, I guess that's also chaotic, though, because, like, if somebody from, like, the UK or, like, Japan or a third example contacts you and is like, hey, you want to hang out? You're like, oh, damn it, I gotta go.
You gotta go. I think you could game that system because you could, like, have an email that you check regularly that you only give out to people you actually would want to answer an invitation request. And then, like, you just wouldn't check the publicly available contact information for you would not be something you check or keep on unless you absolutely have to.
Because you don't want it
to get out and have weirdly open friends inviting you to weird stuff.
Would you still have best friends or would everyone be the same level of friend?
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone would be your minimum level of friend.
Okay, okay.
But I think you still could have better friends.
Janelle level. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone would be like a Janelle to me.
Like, you won't necessarily avert your eyes, but you might.
Yeah.
Oh, I would smile and wave and say, hey, how you doing to you on the street? I've done it before.
Honestly, thank you so much. That is a highest compliment.
Hi, how you doing?
That being said, cats usually like me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sure, Maddox. This is a fun bit for me.
This comparison to being a cat is starting to get harsh to me. Because again, I am on the record as very anti-cat.
But you have beautiful whiskers. I'll say that.
I'm not saying I don't have the best of the cats. I just don't have the whole of darkness that is in the heart of every cat.
You also do poop in a box, Maddox? I've been to your house.
Just when the toilet's full.
When it's full of what?
No, a follow-up question.
When it's full. That's such interesting. He uses his toilet like a porta potty.
A friend of mine had a toilet that was kind of like a litter box, but it was for humans, and it was like, it looked like a toilet, but the reason it was kind of like a litter box was so she forgot to turn it on because it was at a friend's like parents' cottage. And yeah, you turn it on, and apparently it's so you pee into it and it goes into essentially human litter in the bottom. But then you also have to turn it on because humans, like, pee a lot. So it, like, evaporates some of the pee, I guess. But, like, we didn't know how to use it. We didn't turn it on. So just pee just kept leaking out onto the floor all the time. And we didn't know why.
What is this thing?
It was a weird thing.
Okay, yeah, I have so many more questions to this. One, when it kept leaking pee, why didn't you stop using it? Because you said it kept happening.
Because we were 18 and drinking.
Yeah, you have to pee.
We did not have common sense.
And I don't know how you would evaporate pee without... I just can't understand the rest of how this thing works.
Most disgusting.
It's the only time I've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah. Like, I feel like a hole in the ground would just be more effective at the purpose this is asked to do.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, things will drain away.
This is unnecessarily expensive.
Who is this quote-unquote friend that has a human litter box? That's my question.
It's actually a giant cat.
Yeah.
It's Maddox.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hanging out with all these cat people. Yeah. I could take Corey's wish if I gamed the system with my was very protective of my contact information.
So you just become a hermit and you never hang out with anybody.
No, but it would be hard for work stuff, but like,
yeah,
for my person, I would be like, okay, you can have my email, but no, do not share this. This is a secret. And then I think I could take Corey's wish.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could take Corey's wish. I don't know. I think it would cause me stress knowing that I'm so available to everyone and that I would just be anxious and unhappy all the time and that I would lose the sparkle of having so many friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I agree with everyone on this one, which is why Corey might be right. This might be the most balanced one because you're pretty strongly on board. Do you think you could do it, right, Corey?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice.
It's kind of already how Corey lives.
Yeah.
He has 2,000 friends and he usually will show up if you invite him.
That is true.
Unless he literally cannot.
And I'm right on the border because I'm basically just like, I guess the reduction in world harm and hate from creating everyone being friends is probably worth the inconvenience of me being more careful about my contact info.
Oh, that's true. It would make the world a better place, wouldn't it? I was just thinking about myself again. Damn it!
But we understand that you're like that. So,
yeah,
I think we are balanced because, yeah, it's right on the border because it is a harsh cost, but it actually does a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can call this balanced.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone in the world is friends, but if anyone personally invites you to something, you have to go. Corey's taking it. I'm right on the border, but I think I'm taking it. And Janelle is a no. But what about you, audience? Would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down? Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you, your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com, join the Break a Wish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Janelle McGinnis, you can check out her in episode 7 of the web series Steel Town Gaming on YouTube, and you can also find her on Instagram and YouTube by her name, Janelle McGinnis. That's an MC and 2 N's and 2 S's. For more Corey Birch, he hosts Good News Toronto the last Friday of every month at Comedy Bar. He's also on social. He's at Corey Birch. Corey would also like to stress the importance to anyone with the power to make it happen of the return of Shaq-a-Roni Pizza to Papa John's. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production hosted by Maddox Campbell, theme by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. Before I go, 2 important announcements. 1, we will be taking a break for a couple of weeks for the holidays while I visit some family. We'll be back with a few more episodes in January. Number 2, Break a Wish is coming to an end. I like big round numbers, so I'll be wrapping it up with the numbered episode 100. We actually did way more episodes than that because I didn't number the movie ones. But anyway, it just feels like this project has run its course, and it's time to free myself up for something new. What exactly? Well, nothing I'm ready to announce yet, but I'll be sure to post it in the Break-A-Wish feeds when it's ready. Thanks so much for going on this ride with me, and I can't wait to share the finale with you in the new year. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.